CNN delved deep into the Epstein files and uncovered maneuverings from the last 9 months of his life. And we found a cat and mouse game with the feds. As Jeffrey Epstein was plotting his escape from any kind of accountability, federal law enforcement was plotting his arrest. In November 2018, the Miami Herald published a bombshell series of articles detailing how Epstein received the plea deal of a lifetime from the Florida feds a decade earlier. When prosecutors at the Southern District of New York, one of the most powerful U.S. attorney's offices in the country, read the story, they were outraged. One prosecutor simply wrote, WTF. Almost immediately, SDNY launched a covert investigation into Epstein, focusing on crimes he committed against minors in the 2000s. They were worried that Epstein would use his money and his connections to further escape legal jeopardy. And that's exactly what he tried to do. He wired more than $350,000 to two women named in the Miami Herald story just days after it published. He got his former lawyers to write a New York Times op-ed pushing back against criticism about his plea deal. He repeatedly floated the outrageous idea of having either his victims or the journalists who broke the story interview him. He even sat for a documentary produced by Steve Bannon to rehab his image. The doc never aired.
Do you think you're the devil himself?
No, but I do have a good mirror.
It's a serious question. Do you think you're the devil himself?
I don't know. Why would you say that?
While Epstein was plotting, SDNY was building their case against him, including interviewing victims. One said, quote, "I'm still f***ed up over it." They were trying not to repeat the mistakes the Florida feds made a decade earlier. Finally, the feds arrested Epstein in July 2019. He was blindsided by it, telling FBI agents, "Is this about sex trafficking? Is this about underage?" And then later, "Oh, this is bad. This is really bad."